Welcome to the Pixel Shadow. It's so good to see you once again. And this week we've had another successful week with the Pixel Shadow. And we've had so many people watching the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you also to those of you who took that split second that it takes to push that little like button. You know, that little thumbs up down there. You can ignore the one that's pointed down and just use the one that's pointed up. And that's really encouraging for us. But also, when we hit 150 likes on any 1 week's video. So now, of course, the counter resets to zero with episode number 22. But if this makes it to 150 likes within the next 7 days before the next recording, well, then we're going to do something really, really fun for you, a little bit extra. We're going to go above and beyond next week, and we are going to pay a visit to Xanadu. I can't wait to go there, but I need 150 likes, so help me out. All right, this is going to be a fun day. We are going to do so much together. We are going to actually learn how to protect not just a little area, but an entire dome. We're going to learn how to protect our dome so that other people can't build here, they can't trash our stuff, and we don't have to go around, you know, protecting little areas. We can protect the huge area. Hello to everybody who is in the chat. You'll notice I've hidden my chat from the HUD today, and that is at the recommendation of Nathan Salapat, another wonderful friend who plays Mind Test and YouTubes. I guess that makes us Mind Test YouTubers. Cool. But he suggested let's hide the chat, and I'm using my phone today so I can keep up. I see BambooFantail04. I see MangleFox70. I see MoreTimer. Let's play. All right, so we've got BambooFantail04 wants me to teleport them. And since this is the Pixel Shadow and I am Bald Nerd, you know what that means. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. Okay. Home. What do I have on me? I just realized that it's probably a good idea to get... Oh my goodness, I've got a bag. Yes, I want to go home. Come on. I do not want to lose this stuff if I land. Imagine if I landed on a Nyan Cat rainbow. I don't want to die. I'm too young to die. Come on. Home, I say. Home. Do I need to try this one? Thank you. Was I falling too fast and home doesn't work? Whew. Okay. I need to build another chest. Do I have enough wood to do so? Let's see. Okay, what have I got? I've got these pine wooden planks. Let's see what I can do. I need a gold ingot. All right. So now we're going to craft another locked chest. Let's see what I can do. Nope, not a hat. A crazy helmet. I want a chest. Thank you very much. Okay, so now I need to take that chest and place it into my crafting grid along with a gold ingot, and that is going to give me my locked chest. Thank you very, very much. Okay, so now we need to find a lovely place to put this. How about right there? Because I need another spot to put stuff. Plain and simple. Does that show right through? No, this is a pretty thick wall. Okay, so there's my chest. And now let's get rid of some of this stuff. Now, you'll notice that I've got this small bag. And how did I come up with that off the air? Well, I logged in one day and DKelly810 was online. And he just was so happy to see me that he said, "Hey, would you like a treat?" And I said, "Yeah, I'd like a treat." And he crafted this bag. And apparently this bag will allow me to hold on to stuff even after I die without having to do what I'm doing right now, which is to put things in a chest. Should we give it a try? I want to know how to craft these things. How did he come up with the necessary stuff in order to do this? Let's see how we craft this. Small bag. So in our crafting guide, it shows, okay, so I need some wool. And I need some string, some cotton, pardon me. It looks like string. So I guess he's got some kind of a cotton farm going on or something like that, and was able to do this. So thank you very much for that gift. I appreciate things like that. Oh, you can build a backpack? No way. Okay, so this was a gift from a viewer and a player on the Pixel Shadow server. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to go into my bag section of the inventory here, and I'm going to put that right there. Okay, so now I've got a safe place that I can put things so that if I do die, I don't have to go home and get my stuff, and I certainly won't lose it in the bones. So now it's out of my inventory, but I can now go into this bag, and I can get that stuff. Cool. Okay, so now I feel safe. Now we can start the show. Now we can fall off the ledge, and if I die, it's okay. I don't mind. Whoa! Nine cat rainbows! There we go. Okay, so who wants teleporting? Bamboo Fantail 04 wants to know, hey, what are you doing in this video? Well, I'll tell you what, Bamboo. Let's just teleport you to where I am so that you can see what I'm up to. TPHR Bamboo Fantail 04. Welcome. Oh, there you are. Yeah, come join me. It would be really super nice to have you come play on the Pixel Shadow with me. You folks still fall for this. Oh, goodness me. Well, hello. We're falling together. I hope you had a home set. Otherwise, oh yeah, there they go. They're like, I'm not falling for that. Well, you did. So there. How far do I want to fall before I try to actually land? Oh, you're still falling? Oh my goodness. I could just do a whole show of just watching Bamboo Fantail 04 fall and fall and fall. There's another Nyan Cat Rainbow. That's a long one. Holy cow. Wish I had Fly on this server. That would be amazing. Do you think I'm ever gonna land? Whoa. What's going on? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, I want to get over to where... See, that's... It lags because there's so much to generate as I fall, because I'm falling so fast. I'm holding in the shift key. I'm definitely gonna die. But wouldn't it be funny if I didn't? Wouldn't that be crazy? I know, this isn't what we were setting out to do today. It's nice to see some more people on TPS Domes today. That's cool. So there's gonna be a bridge coming up on me pretty soon here. Come on. Come on. I need like spring shoes. You know those spring shoes that you sometimes see? Whoa, 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 whoa! Blah! Let it catch up. I don't want to think that I no way. What? Are you kidding me? Wicked! Bamboo Fantail 04, I landed. How are you doing? Yup, I landed. Where are we? Whoa. We are so far down. This is a wicked way to find you. Look at the glass down there. Now, I can see that because I'm kind of no-clipping because it hasn't generated the outer wall yet, but I know I want to go here. Oh, man. Today we're going to learn how to protect an entire dome, so you definitely want to stick around. I know that there's some glass over here or some kind of... Let's just start digging. Oh, come on, really? Well, hey, I can make glass with sand. We know it's here, so if we wanted to go mining, oh yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna kind of dig here. Jibanyan is in my house, apparently. I guess there was some shrubbery up there. hey, well, this is cool. I really wish I could explore this, but I need to go protect my house. I'm just kidding. I trust you. You're not going to mess around. Don't protect anything because I haven't protected yet. That's the fear. See, I maybe did this backwards. Maybe I should have protected my dome first and then started building my house. Because what could happen here today is that Jabanian could protect stuff at my home dome, and then I would be unable to protect it. So let's go home. Where are you? Hi, Jabanian. Okay, so I'm going to show you how we're going to go about this. First of all, I need to get myself a nice pickaxe. That's key. I'm going to pull my sword out of my bag just because I don't know what Jabanian's intent here is. And I also know that I have some pretty dangerous mine systems down below. Okay, so let's get up top and we're going to take a look at how we're going to go about this. It is a little bit tricky and a little bit time consuming, but it is going to be worth it for you because you can protect your area. So, and I'm talking your whole dome. Here we go. Hey, More Timer, what's up? Okay, so you can see, like, I've got, there's some trees here. It looks like some people have chopped some wood up here. Maybe I did. But right now, it looks like we're pretty safe. We don't have any kind of crazy creatures or anything. So, basically, what we need to do is make it so that people cannot dig down from here and lower. So if someone entered here, they're going to be able to start digging. Now, you can see that it is protected as Bald Nerd's domain, but if I zip over here, well, it's not protected over here. So if we jump up into one corner here and get our trusty pickaxe. So we need to get as close to the corner as we can, and we need to get down below where people are going to be able to dig. Because as long as we protect what's there... Wow, I love this pickaxe. All right, so I'm gonna jump right there. Okay, so area pose one. There we go. Okay, so this is going to give me something that I can... Now, I'm dug down pretty deep, right? So I can now... Let's get up here. Come on, let me up. So I'm just placing some cobblestone here to get up. Here we go, here we go, here we go. So this is just my way of protecting it. So now, okay, so I've got a little protected area there, or area block one. So I went down far enough that I think I'm definitely deeper than here. All right, so that's the key thing. So I need to go all the way to the other kitty corner. Hey there, how are ya? Nice to see ya. I don't want people building in my area, so I'm gonna have to, oh boy. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Need my bones. I need to get a better sword, don't I? I had low health. That's what it was. I'm gonna blame it on the health.
Blame it on my health. Okay.
Go get my bones. Go get my bones! All right, so I was on my way over here, and what we need to do is we need to get up in the far opposite corner. You know how area protection works when you're protecting a little area, like a house or a build or something like that? We're going to do something similar, but I'm going to show you a little bit of, oh, BP's old bones? What you got for me? BP gave me a wooden pickaxe, a couple of mushroom stuffs. Brown mushrooms, which are edible, and a handful of sticks. Nice. Thanks, BP. Appreciate the contribution to the show today. Okay, so I'm going to show you a little glitch here that is going to allow us to do a better job of protecting our build. So what we need to do is we need to get into the far corner and build up if we can. You got to find that sweet spot. Just get rid of some of these here. Just got to find the sweet spot. Hopefully we'll be able to glitch out.
Come on. Glitch it, baby. So I'm pulling backward and trying to place a block at the same time beneath me. Okay, so I'm not glitching through yet. What I want to try to do is I want to glitch outside of the glass. And if you get the positioning just right, don't make a liar out of me here, TPS Domes. More timer knows it's true. We've done this before, but it is tricky. Gotta get just to the right position. Come on. Now, I could just put my area protection here, but I'm hoping that I can glitch, because that would be cool. Come on. Let me out of here. Let me out. All right. It's not going to work for us. Now, you can try it on your own and see if you figure out the magic formula. But sometimes, maybe I haven't got the formula just right, but if you get just in the right spot, you can glitch just outside of the glass. But I don't think I'm finding the right spot. Come on. Okay, now they're doing some building stuff, so I want to go area pose 2. And really, really quickly, I need to protect. Protect bald nerds dome. Did it work? Yes, it took. So nobody else has created any area protection in this area. So now, because I'm up here and I went down low, nobody can dig anything. So they have to follow the paths that I create. Now, I haven't glitched out of my dome yet, though, and I'd really, really like to be able to do that to show you. But of course, there is a workaround, another way that we can do it. And we can give that a try, too. Okay, because that's not going to let me glitch out. Oh, I wish I could show you. All right, so what I'm going to do instead is we're going to go outside and we're going to create a bridge that is going to allow us to get up onto the corner. Now, I'm going to use cobblestone just because it's what I have handy and I've got lots of it. I can use dirt, anything at all. So remember, area position 1 is in the ground, and I believe it should still be active. And if I created a second area position, then I should be able to still use that. Close am I? Oh, I'm so close. Come on. And I'm not going to use sand. What else do I have? I've got planks. No, I don't want to waste those. And I've got leaves, which would disappear on me. Hey, how are ya? Okay, so I need to get some more stuff that I can place. I think dirt is probably the best thing. Now, as I enter, boom. Oh, I didn't go down low enough. Where's my area? Bald nerds, dome. So why is it not protected up here? Did I not go up this time? Oh, I didn't. I didn't go up high enough. That's a problem. So that's why we've got to do this. Okay. So this is now, like, crucial. I got to make this happen. We're going to get some dirt. Doing some landscaping. Don't mind me. All right. I've got 17 dirt. I'm going to build with that. My little bridge. So this is just a temporary structure that is going to allow me the opportunity to Could I even speak today? This is going to allow me the opportunity to protect my entire dome. I could start building up, but if I get to the corner, it's going to be a lot easier, the corner of a dome. Isn't that funny? so you want to get on the outside for the upper edge. The reason for that is because, as you saw, while I started hitting my head, oh, come on, am I really that close? Ah. There we go. Okay, so see, that's as high as I was able to get. So because I wasn't able to get outside of the glass using a glitch, I am going to actually walk up the outside of the dome. So I want to get up as high as I can. Now, I don't want to get too far in, because then I'm going to have a problem where people are going to be able to break in through the outer edge. So instead, I want to get more material to build up. I really don't... You know what I do have? Is sand. And here, because I'm building on the glass, that's going to work just fine for me. So, we're going to get my sand. Let's get into the very corner. Don't fall off the edge, all right? Now, go. Let's see if I can get any higher than my little structure that I built out of cobblestone. Okay, so I'm about the same height now. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Sweet. Okay, so I'm going to create my area pose 2. Now I'm going to try protecting again. And it took it. Wicked. I love the size of the areas on TPS domes. I was afraid that it might be too big. Wicked. Okay. There we go. So there's the outside of my dome, and the inside is fully protected. So if I head back home, now we should be looking at, we are inside Bald Nerd's dome. Now, remember that the first one that I created, number 32 there at the bottom left, we can now remove that because I've protected it much, much bigger. So now we're going to remove the original area. Was I not down deep enough? Bald Nerd's domain. Bald Nerd's dome. So there seems to be a couple of spots where I'm still missing area protection. Is it right up against the glass? It is. It's because I wasn't right in the right spot. So I'm a little bit... See that? I'm about 2 nodes out. So how do we resolve that? Well, we're going to change area pose 1. Now notice I'm building up. Now I've got 2 areas with the same name. We're gonna fix that, don't you worry. Okay, so let's get down here. And we're going to move in closer right up to the glass. How do you like that? As much as we can. Cute. Okay, so that looks like about the right depth. And we want, and it's right up against the edge. So let's, but I'm still, I've got a little bit of a gap right here because we're still not quite to the, see, then we've got to get over 1 more. So I think this is as close to the edge as I'm going to get. So area, pose 1. Now protect that again. Bald Nerd's dome. There we go. Okay, so let's get out of here. And let's see if we've done a better job now of protecting that, and then we can remove some of those extraneous areas that we've created. Okay. Cute. All right, look at that. We've got 32, 36, and 37, and it looks like my entire dome is protected. I can get right up to the glass, and it is protected. See that? How sweet it is. Okay. So let's get rid of those extra ones, number 32 and 36. Here's how we're going to do that. Remove area 32. Issued command. Removed area. Done. Okay. Remove area and 36. They're in order, so we know that 37 is the most recent one that I made. And now There's only one called Baldner's Dome. I've got full protection on my entire dome. Now, does it go down as far as this? Not quite. So, people will still be able to break in here, so we need to call this the Lowlands. There's an elephant. Awesome. I hope they're friendly. Don't really know. I haven't ever encountered one before. Okay, so this is going to be called... Whoa, he is not friendly. Great. Now we got to find the elephant because he's got my bones. Come on now. Why do you do that to me? Okay, let's find another spot where there is no elephant to kill us. Oh, come on. Really? All I wanted my bones. I just want my bones, and this is what I have to deal with. Come on now. Hi there. Sorry for, you know, what happened earlier. Not really. That was great. Okay, so, Lowlands. We need to protect it. No, come on. Is he gonna, can he climb? Doesn't look like he can climb. Am I safe? Wicked! All right, here's the Lowlands. Area, pose one. Okay, and up here, see, because this is Bald Nerd's dome, so we need to protect from here down as the Lowlands. So we need to get way over into the other kitty corner. And we're going to dig down just a wee bit. Oh, there's one of those nasty, vicious elephants. Okay, so now we need to dig down... Well, I need to get way to the corner here. Alright, we're Bald Nerd's Dome, so it looks like we're not in the Lowlands anymore. So I'm going to dig down. I don't have a pickaxe. Are you serious? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What is that? You gave me a disgusting gruel? Wow! Thank you so much! Revenge is sweet. Have a pickaxe? Oh, Jibanyan. You got my bones? TPR. Jibanyan 101. Please, please, please. Where are they? Where? Where are my bones? Sorry, I didn't mean to punch you there. I don't see them. This is a nice spot. This isn't in my... I don't feel like this is in my dome. Do I have mushrooms growing around? Okay, bones are down here. Oh, sweet. Thanks, buddy. All right, your pal. Thank you so much. All right, now I'm good. Okay, so... I need to go to Bamboo Fantail 04 because that's where my kitty corner is. TPR, Bamboo Fantail 04. Hey, kind of helps. Like, I don't have teleporters on this server, but it helps to have my friends. Thanks. Whoa, we are a hybrid. That was awesome. Thanks, buddy. Okay, so where was I digging here? Where was I digging? You know what? That's okay. Thank you so much, but I actually am good. But thank you. Thank you. Here, I'll show you. Here. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so where was I digging? Where did I start to dig? Oh no, where is area pose one? Do I really need to start over? Okay, so what I need to do, obviously, is I need to create my lowlands so that I can protect those as well. So, this is not as low as she goes. If it was daylight, I might be able to see my block. I can't even go anywhere. Okay, so let's just start over. Find the lowlands. is where a compass would come in handy. You know what? Another thing you can do is just kind of put some blocks around that you can recognize. You could use some glass if you've got some that is, you know, obvious. I think it was down over here, wasn't it? Yeah. Yep. Okay, so that's where it was. My block for area one is right in there somewhere. So I need to go to that corner. Okay. Whoa! Alright, luckily I can run fast.
I played college football.
Yeah, okay, so it's the same corner. Nice. Okay, so I'm just going to get right in here, and I'm going to say area pose 2. And if I've got my spots correct, then I can protect this. Protect Bald Nerd's Lowlands. Okay, now we have an overlap there, which is fine. Maybe I want to dig down a bit. Okay, Bald Nerd's Dome. So I'm not low enough for the lowlands. Now if I step down here, yeah, lowlands, see? And up. Let's find the lowest area that we can, which looks like down here. And we should step into the lowlands now. And it should be covered. Yes! Sweet! All right. Oh. Am I just a little bit too high? Where did my area go? Baldur's Lowland. Areas. I didn't go low enough. So, I need to go back to area 1 and make it lower. We're so close, folks. We're so close. Let's bring area pose 2. Down a little wee bit.
Look at my pillar of sand outside. That's awesome.
So that's kind of a... Okay, so that's how I can find area pose 2. There you go. So I'm going to actually dig down just a wee bit because this is area pose 2. Oh, come on. Really? Can't go any lower? Well, so be it. Because I want the whole area done and done. Although, I'm not going to have anything too low here, so this is fine. Can I go down? All right. Let's see what I can come up with. So what I want to do is I want to see where Bald Nerd's Dome ends, which is right here. So this is going to be where it begins. Area pose 2. So this is going to be the lowlands beginning point so that you don't have an overlap there. As soon as you step into the lowlands, that's all that you're in. And there's no overlap. Okay, so funny that my diamond pickaxe can cut through rock faster than it does the sand and dirt. Okay, so now I need to get back to the other side of the lowlands because I need to protect that. Okay. Should probably put some of this stuff in my bag. Like, see, I'm learning how to use bags. There we go. Okay, I'm going to pull this out so that I have it. Actually, I've got a really nice one there from the bones that I found. Speaking of bones, I want to hold on to that. That gruel is disgusting. Thank you so much for that. Okay, let's go. Baldur's Dome. Here's where the lowlands are currently overlapping. So we just need to get kitty cornered as best as possible and do the same thing. Exactly the same thing as we just did. There we go. Okay, so here's the corner. So, we need to find the base. Bald Nerd's Dome. All right, there it is. Pretty sure. So one up from there. Now I'm in Bald Nerd's Dome. One down. This is where the lowlands begin. Okay, so I need to get down lower than this. As low as possible. Let's try that. Area pose one. There we go. Protect the lowlands, let's call it. The lowlands. Sweet. Okay. All right, let's build her up. Get rid of some... Oh, that's not leaves. Oh, nice little landscaping job there, Bald Mary. Yay! Okay, so I'm Bald Nerd's Dome. Let's go down here. Bald Nerd's Dome, Bald Nerd's Dome. Dome. And the lowlands. See how it just switched there when I jump up onto this block? Maybe this one? Oh, we do have... How did I get... Oh, that's the original lowland. Let's remove it. 36, and what's the one down here? Overlap. That's what's confusing me. Okay. All right. So remove area 32. There. Okay. Bald Nerd's Dome. The lowlands. There we go. Okay. So we want to find the very lowest point of our lowlands just to make sure that our protection is good. So do keep in mind that people can still enter my base, my camp, my cave system through my entrance. So there are some unprotected areas down there. But you just want to make sure that there's no other break-in points. All right, everything looks pretty good. Now, of course, if I leave any of these new digs open, like this here, then this is an exploitable entrance for somebody to get in. So I need to clog that up with at least two blocks so that they can't glitch it. And there we go. Okay, so let's go home and see how things are looking there. Whoa. I'm going to take you on. But you can't climb, can you? You are trapped. Do I have my sword? Could I actually attack you from here? Guys, loot. Come on, I can't reach you? I love that he is stuck. So, how far is his reach? Why can't I touch him? Oh! I can touch his head now. Oh, you gotta get real close. You gotta get to where he can touch you. Oh, no, okay. There's no way. Seriously? Okay, well, let's do some stuff here. What else don't I want to lose? I'm gonna keep the gruel just because that's funny. Okay. Oh, that stuff's nice. And I don't want. I can get sand anytime. Go, 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 go. No! Really? He just sucks my energy from me. I need to build, craft some armor, and I need to craft some kind of weapon, like a good sword. So I think we know what I'm going to be doing next week. If all goes well, I'm going to be here with some good armor. Oh, I wish I had it now. I could so take this guy out. He's so vulnerable right now, being stuck like that. I wonder if I could craft some traps to get these guys to walk into them so that I can attack them from above. That sounds like fun. So I have a pretty cool biome here as my home base, because there are a lot of different kinds of areas that, you know, I like that there's some mushroom areas. Oh, come on. Whoa. Okay. Wow, look at me swim. It's so realistic. Look at how I swim. All right. I think I am far from home. I'm slow going in this water. Oh! All right. Well, More Timer, MangoFox70, both online. Let's go say hi. TPR, More Timer. I gotta be careful that I don't accidentally TPHR when I'm meaning to do TPR. And so on. Hey! Whoa! Where are we? What? What is this? Is this your place? This is amazing! We are on top of a dome? What? I can see a slime from up here. Oh my goodness. You know, your garden could use some work. Just saying. Just saying. Cool stuff. I didn't realize you could actually build up on top of a dome, so that's gonna be pretty neat. I wonder if do any monsters ever spawn up here? Any mobs? Huh. Looks like a pretty safe place. Nice stuff. All right, I'm gonna head home, and let's build our episode spot right here. I think that today we should use. Oh, and I lost my bones. Are you serious? And it was just a dirt monster. Where are my bones? Gotta be kidding. I didn't have a lot of stuff. Is it really that easy? That my bones are just right there? No way. Aw, come on. Lucky me. I got all my stuff back just like that. Okay, let's head home. Now, I was hoping that we could use... I don't have any cobblestone. I actually have to dig a piece of cobblestone unless I've got some in one of my chests. Oh, I've got tons. What am I talking about? Okay, so let's do this. Today we used a lot of cobblestone. Actually, we used a lot of sand too. I think maybe we used more sand. Sand was more instrumental in what we did here today. So let's actually use sand instead of cobblestone. Because that tower in particular on the corner there really helped me out. That really helped me to be able to get up there and protect my dome. So we've got that. And what else do I have that is representative of today's adventure? Let's just see here what's in our bag. There we go. Disgusting gruel. That is truly gross. Can I place this? It doesn't let me place it. I wish I could. Y'all know that I would if I could. There should be a bowl of disgusting gruel right there. What else represents our day today? We did get some of this this cave stone with salt. That's pretty important stuff. But essentially, you know, I think it really comes down to the area protection was all about the sand. So this pillar here from episode number 22 of the Pixel Shadow represents the pillar that we created outside of our dome in order to climb to the top and be able to protect the entire dome. So now, as you can see, I am actually not only in Bald Nerd's domain, but I am in Bald Nerd's dome. So we've got episode number 20 there. Episode 19 was the flower, the tulip. Episode 20 was the nine cat rainbow. And episode 21 now is our sand pillar. All right, folks. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Don't forget. Whoa. How did I do that? I want to be able to glitch. I want to be able to see through things. Well, hey, remember, give us those likes. I want to hit 150 likes before the week end. And if I can do that, we're going to go visit Xanadu. So help us out. Give us 150 likes this week. And thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you so much for liking the video. Don't forget to visit our website, mindtest.tv. Mindtest is a free game. You can download it. You can play with me on our server. It's interactive. It's live. And we can have fun together. Make sure you go download it. Visit mindtest.tv to find out more or catch other episodes of The Pixel Shadow. So thanks for watching, and we will see you again next time on The Pixel Shadow. For now, Bald Nerd, saying goodnight. Goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye.